The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And coming up on the program, we'll be having a live preview of the upcoming student production by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company called Thoroughly Modern Millie. It opens on Thursday and runs through Sunday. First up, we'll be talking with singer-songwriter Steve Poltz, who will be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Wednesday evening. Stay tuned.
All right. Here goes.
We first moved to the USA, all the way from Canada. Drove across the continent from Nova Scotia to Pasadena. My sister and me and my mom and dad, from the cold to the sunny south. There were palm trees growing and it was not snowing, and I never did shut my mouth. We drove on over to the courthouse in downtown Los Angeles. We put our hands on a Bible and we swore as a family that we were not communists. When we drove away, I started to cry. They said, "What's wrong, son? Are you sick?" I said, "I don't want to be an American. I want to be a Catholic." We talk Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Vin Scully, it would travel really far. Made my first communion in St. Rita's Catholic Church. There was incense choking and the priest was smoking. Was a choir up in the perch. My face got red and my stomach felt bad. They said, "If you're gonna get sick, use a cup." Well, I thought by the time that it was my turn, Jesus would be all eaten up. We talk Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Ernie Harwell, it would travel really far. My allergies were bad, so we moved to the desert, to a city called Palm Springs. We trick-or-treated at Liberace's house, each finger had a diamond ring. We met Elvis Presley in the middle of the summer. He hugged my sister for far too long. Well, I felt kind of weird, but I would have pimped her out just to hear him sing a song. We talked Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Jack Buck, it would travel really far. Hey. Here I am, a grown-up boy, at home on the 4th of July, staring out at the ocean and the fireworks in the sky. I miss my friends who aren't around, the ones who passed away. Well, I'm feeling kind of grateful here on Independence Day. We talk Hollywood, the baseball in the car, the voice of Jerry Coleman, it would travel really far. I get allergies and asthma in the yard, but no one ever told me growing up would be so.
That's a song by Steve Poltz called Brief History of My Life. It comes from the 2008 record called Traveling, which was, it was kind of co-released with another one called Unraveling. They were all recorded at the same time. Steve Pultz is making a return appearance at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Wednesday night for a show that starts at 7 o'clock. And he is back on this program after about a year and a couple of months off. Last March, we talked to him before he was doing the same gig. So, Steve, welcome back to Live and Local.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And you obviously have big fans at Sleepy Creek Vineyards. In fact, on their website, they say that you are the favorite singer-songwriter of the owners there, Joe and Don Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah, how about
that's
that?
Nice.
So what brings you back? What brings you back repeatedly to this place?
It's kind of like a no-brainer to head on in there and do a show when I'm doing my Midwest tour because of they've made it into a really good venue to play.
Yeah, I was over there once to see a really quirky band whose name I'm forgetting, of course, and I really liked it. It is a nice venue. You got some nice acoustics. It's intimate. Of course, they have food and wine. But tell me a little bit about this song that we opened up with. The song title suggests Brief History of My Life, that it might in fact be something autobiographical. Is it, or is it a made-up story?
That's a good question. It's autobiographical, and it definitely gives my whole story. It talks about moving from Canada, from Halifax, Nova Scotia, down to America, to Southern California, Pasadena, and kind of talks about meeting Elvis Presley and Liberace and all the different things we did. So yeah, it's a good start in the song for people to get to know me.
So this is not made up stuff. I mean, you know, with singer-songwriters, you never really quite know. In fact, I was talking to somebody last week who was on this show about this question, about when, how often you tell stories that are true, how often you tell stories that are flat out not true, and how often you tell stories that are, well, half true and half made up. What tends to be the mix in your songs?
Well, you want to make it interesting, but you want elements of truth in there because the truth is what makes it funny. So my stories are true. I just edit them in a way that makes them flow good. And then sometimes if I make up a song, it's just a total lie. And I just make it up because it reads interesting to me. So never let the truth get in the way of a good story, I guess, is the motto there.
There's a song on your new record it has to do with Johnny Cash, I guess. Sort of has to do with Johnny Cash. That is an example of...
That is a song I wrote from the point of view of the guy who gets shot in Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues. So when Johnny Cash says, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die," I was wondering who the guy was that he shot. And when I was a kid, that line I said, no, you can lie in songs. Johnny Cash didn't really shoot a man to watch him die. So that really affected me. And so I thought it was really cool that my dad said you could lie in songs. So I wrote that song from the point of view of the guy that gets shot. And I make the guy a transvestite who meets Johnny Cash in a bar, and they go outside, and the story kind of takes place from there.
It was an evening in Reno like any other. I was putting on my makeup and talking on the phone to my mother, saying I was going off to work, feeling like a liar and a jerk. I hung up that phone with a heart like a stone. Oh, the secrets we don't tell put us in hell. I was cooking up some eggs and tucking my thing between my legs, feeling like a big con as I was pulling up my nylons. I stood in the mirror and practice my walk. I turn the radio on and talk my talk. But little did I know, tonight I would die. It takes a little bit of grease to make me look pretty. If I practice a bit, I sound sweet and witty. In my dress and my high heels, I grab my purse and shut the door. I might be for sale, but I ain't no whore. And tonight, like a cartoon, I'm off to the bar. He was standing in the corner, all dressed in black. When he looked in my eyes, my heart went slack. And he stared into me like he could read my soul. Then he took me outside for a moonlight stroll. Oh, the things we do, looking for love. Well, he said he was a singer from Nashville town.
The song's called Trash. A takeoff of Johnny Cash's song, Folsom Prison Blues, and written by Steve Pultz, sung by Steve Pultz, off of his soon-to-be-released record called 1999. That's due out in about a week, officially on the 19th, in stores and online at places near you. Are you going to have this record with you by any chance, or won't you have it in your hand yet? You will have it on Wednesday.
I will. People can get it early.
Yeah, so people coming to Sleepy Creek on Wednesday will get they get your sneak peek at this record. A little bit about your approach to songwriting, if you don't mind. You said things aren't funny unless there's some truth to them. And I wondered if you generally set out to write funny songs regularly, or do songs just turn out often to be funny for you because that's the way they turn out?
They just usually, not always, but a lot of times they just turn out funny, but I don't plan on it. If I plan on it, it usually doesn't work. But I'll just start making something up, and then some horrible twist happens in the song that I didn't plan on, and then that's funny to me. So as long as it doesn't have to be funny, but every once in a while, if a song comes out funny, I like it. I think, oh, that'd be a good one to play live. And my instincts are usually right, but not always.
Now, you say that would be a good one to play live, as opposed to a song that wouldn't be good to play live?
Yeah, like there's certain songs that I write a lot of songs, so some of them I sometimes think, oh, that probably wouldn't be a good one to play live, and other ones are going to kill live. You know, certain songs were meant to be played live, and some are just meant to be played live and never recorded, and some are just too brutal to ever be played live.
How many gigs do you play a year, roughly?
I'm on the road way too much, probably 10 and a half months out of each year, almost 11 months out of each year. So 220 shows, a lot of that time spent traveling and connections at airports or taking a train or driving, renting a car or going in my van. It's kind of a hectic tour schedule because I got Australia I go to every year, and then across Canada takes a lot, and then the U.S. is huge, and then England, Scotland, Wales, it all starts to add up. I just played Singapore on this last tour, so There's a lot of venues out there.
So your time is spent, really, your performing time is spent mostly interacting with audiences.
Yeah.
So then how do you, when you go into a studio like you did recently to make this new one, do you make an attempt to somehow recapture that feeling since that's what you're doing most of the time? Or do you just say, this is a studio record and that's a whole different approach to performing?
Yeah, it's kind of a half and half thing, both of what you said. I never planned to make a record. I just end up in some place like this last record that's coming out. 9099 was recorded in Perth in West Australia, which is like the most isolated city in the world. It's so far away from everything. And I just happened to be there. And a friend of mine owns a recording studio. And he said, come on in and record a couple songs while you're on your off day. So I went in. And then once I start doing that, it's like smoking crack or something. You can't stop. And then I just said, okay, I got to stay here another week, and I got to fly back here, even though it's so far away from everything. I got to, my time that I would have had off, I need to make this record now, because it's like I got a tiger by the tail, and I got to finish this record. So that's what happened with that. And it's like, in the record, it's a double record. It's called 9099, and then there's another disc in it called 9099 and a half, and a half is spelled H-A-F-F, 9099 and a half. So it's got two discs, but as we speak, I'm working on another CD. I'm getting it mixed and mastered right now in Austin, Texas, that I made during South by Southwest, and that was the same type of thing. I just went in to do a few tracks, just a couple hits off the crack pipe. Next thing I know, I have a whole record, so it keeps happening.
And when you go into the studio to do something like that, is it because, or is it that you had a whole bunch of songs that you had recently written and some, and all of a sudden you feel the need to pour them out on a record? Or do you suddenly write a bunch of songs for a record?
I'm always sitting on a backlog of songs because I try to just remain really creative and always write. And so I always have a backlog of songs that need to be recorded. And not everything, not all of them, obviously, but the ones that I end up really liking that have been road tested a bit, I think, oh, this needs to be on a record. So then I go in and end up making another record.
Well, I want to play something off of your, I think, next most recent one to the new one called Dream House from 2010. And this is one that... it sounds like it's clearly about somebody in particular, very nostalgic sounding, and I wondered if this is one that makes it live. I certainly enjoyed listening to it. It's called Medicine.
Yeah, I recorded that record in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. I was on tour and the same thing happened. I went into a studio in Halifax that my friend owns. We ended up making this record, and that was all done on a 2-inch tape, old school, 16-track. And the song Medicine I had written for a friend who had passed away, this really good friend of mine. I was really close to him. And so I made up that song, and when I wrote it, it was sort of cathartic and emotional. And then when we recorded it, they were doing construction right by the studio, so we recorded it at like 2 in the morning, and it was really quiet. I think they were in between digging holes in the ground where they were doing 24-hour construction, like a lot of it at night, though. And so we got this perfect take of that song. And I remember when I was singing it, there was this tension because I was thinking, God, I hope. I remember in my mind, I was thinking, God, I'm nailing this song right now, and I hope that they don't start digging in the ground again. And then not more than 5 seconds after the song ended, it was like, boom, the jackhammer started again, and we just looked at each other and started cracking up because we couldn't believe we got this magic take. It was like the whole songwriting gods and the universe conspired with me to give me that little window to capture the magic of that song. It's kind of a hard song to play.
And is this song is this one that plays live?
It does play live. It's brutal, but it does play live. I usually get a little teared up when I sing it, just because songwriting's sort of like opening up some genie bottle, and it can bring you back to the moment when you wrote the song. It's almost like some weird form of magic. It's a beautiful thing when you capture it, and if you're able to capture it, which you never know when you're going to, it's all random sequence events that happen that perhaps you're lucky enough to get a song and write it down when it's there. And if you don't do it that day, you're never going to get it. And so you have to be ready.
Well, here it is. It's called Medicine by Steve Poltz from his album Dream House from 2010. He's going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Wednesday night for a show at 7 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local.
A clear blue sky and propped against a tree. I'm slowly counting backwards 7, 6, 5, 4, and 3. It seems I took some medicine and everything is fine. I'll stay here on this rolling hill and slowly numb my mind. I'm floating to a special place where all the drinks are free. The bar keeps, they all know my name and buzz around like bees. And you are still alive and you greet me with a hug. This medicine is kicking in and gives my heart a tug. But I only say I love you if you mean it from the heart. It's hard to hear you clearly, you're a universe apart. But if you say I love you, be sure to say it first. Your words are just like water. You help me quench my thirst. I feel like Bobby Fischer playing chess upon my hill. And you're my Russian counterpart, you're feeding me my pills. But my strategy is faulty and I'm taking off my shoes. I'm blowing out the candles and I'll bid you all adieu. Yeah, my strategy is faulty, so let's checkmate out the line. I think I'll lay my head back down and join you in mid-flight. But if you say I love you, be sure to say it first. Your words are just like water.
It's called Medicine by Steve Poltz, and heard here on Live and Local. And he's going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards, wonderful place to hear music, by the way, in Fairmount. The show starts at 7 o'clock. And you said that this last album from which we played Medicine was made in Nova Scotia, which is where you're from, in Halifax. And I wondered how much you carry those first years of your life through with you, through your songs.
Well, I think a little bit, just because I was raised with this whole Canadian sensibility with all the relatives. And I remember I had these conservative aunts, sisters of my dad, and they would always say, you know, you can't keep doing this music thing. You got to get a regular job. And that kind of really spurred me on to kind of say, oh, yeah, well, I'll show you. I was always kind of really defiant in that way. If somebody told me I can't do something, it would make me just do it to prove them wrong. So I still feel like to this day I'm trying to prove people wrong, and that's kind of part of what fuels me. And I love going back to Halifax and seeing, you know, my cousins, and I have a lot of good friends in Halifax. But I think my sensibilities are more Southern California because I've lived there so long and been a part of that whole scene. That was where I really cut my musical teeth. It was in San Diego, California, when I really started playing out live and playing in clubs and started a band called the Rugburns and started recording records and, you know, putting out cassettes and mailing postcards to people, and then eventually going on the road and having a pager and having to pull over to a payphone and, you know, getting the directions from a club and the directions are wrong, trying to read a road map on our laps and getting lost. You know, it's also different now, Twitter and GPS and cell phones and websites and Facebook updates and all that, blogs. So it's a different world, and it's been kind of neat to watch it all change, you know.
Does that does all this newfangled stuff make touring easier?
It makes it easier and harder. It makes it definitely easier, you know, with GPS, and we're able to fans are able to reach us. But in other ways, it's like, remember when you were a kid and you didn't have a care in the world and you'd go outside and play. You wouldn't even have any money in your pants. You'd just go out with your friends to play baseball or football or something and ride skateboards, and that was it. And your mom would just say, you know, be home in time for dinner when the sun came down, and you didn't have a phone, you didn't have any of that, and you had that time to just play without being distracted. You know, nobody could reach you, and now it's like we're so reachable, and we're always glued to our phones and looking down at them. It's hard to just sit in a room with people and have everybody put down our phones and quit checking things and just talk. And it's also that way with songwriting. You know, you got to put the phone down and have time to create and to play. And I'm not talking put it down for an hour. I'm talking like get it out of your sight and sit down and make art and then use the phone and all the technology when you need it. You know, and I love technology. I use it like crazy, Instagram, everything, YouTube. I love it, but sometimes I can get too addicted to it, and it's an addiction. And so sometimes I yearn for the days, like if I go camping and teach a songwriting workshop in Yosemite, when I come back and there's no cell service for 4 nights, I feel so good. And I don't know what it is, and I think, God, I wasn't tied to this stupid phone and feeling like I better check. I haven't checked my phone app out. Maybe somebody likes something I did on Instagram. Got to check. Need that validation. So that's a long answer to your short question.
Well, we probably ought to let you get off the phone right now so you can go back to doing whatever you were doing before we got hold of you. But I'm glad you picked it up, and it's good to talk to you.
Too. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, Steve Pultz will be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards Wednesday night for a show at 7 o'clock. It's a return appearance for him, and he's become a favorite of audiences who are there regularly, and if you're not there regularly, it's your chance to check him out. Here's a song from his other 2008 album, along with Traveling. This one's called Unraveling. Wasn't immediately released publicly, but you can get it online now. And this song is called Every Hour, Every Day, Steve Pultz on Live and Local.
And I won't stop till I pop. Don't try and take away my fun. Don't want TV, 'cause all I see, people shooting people with their guns. My days are numbered in the good book, ain't that what they say? I'm gonna cram all the living that I can to every single hour of every day. But don't be shy, try not to lie. Open up a brand new door. Eat weird food. Elevate your mood. Give a little bit and then get more. My days are numbered in the good book. Ain't that what they say?
That tune was called Every Hour, Every Day from the CD Unraveling from 2008 by Steve Poltz. A little bit of a Cajun beat going on in that one. He's going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, 7 o'clock Wednesday night. And you heard him here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our next segment comes from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. They're giving their 7th annual Kathy Murphy Memorial Student Production, starting on Thursday and running through the 24th, two weekends. And this year it is Thoroughly Modern Millie, which was a film in 1967, and then that got made into a stage musical and is being brought back on Broadway, I guess, set in the 1920s. And here with us are the director for the show, who is Jim Dobbs. His wife, Deborah Myers Dobbs, was the vocal director. Aaron Kaplan's the Orchestra director, he's also here. Cat Downs, pianist, has come in to accompany some of the lead singers in the role of Jimmy Smith as Tommy Howie, in the role of the title character, Millie Dilmount, Caitlin Crusoe Dobbs. Miss Dorothy Brown is Sophia Magro. And we may have yet to come the person playing Muzzy Van Hosmere, which is a wonderful name. Some of these, I suppose, are very 1920s. But in any event, thank you all very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to hearing this preview. This is a musical that I've heard about, and I probably know some of the songs, but I've never seen the movie. I've never seen the musical. And I always had this image of it just from the name, Thoroughly Modern Millie, that it would be a very old-fashioned musical. And I wonder if it is.
Yeah, it's set in the Roaring Twenties, and it's a light musical. It's an entertainment, but the music is fantastic. There's a lot of authentic elements from the music of the '20s in there, and the most amazing thing that people are going to see is the talent of these kids and the costumes that Malia Andrus has built. She and her army of costumers had to build just about everything for this period show. It's very much set in the 20s.
So flappers and the appropriate costumes.
I'm a flapper.
Yep.
And for those who may be younger and don't know what flappers are, what are they?
They were the modern girls. They bobbed their hair. They wore those tight-fitting cloche hats, low-waisted dresses with high hemlines, a lot of fringe, and they danced the Charleston. They danced some pretty wild dances for the time and wore rouge, and they were very, mm-hmm. very modern, very considered very risque, and it was during Prohibition as well, so they went to the speakeasies, and that's all in the show.
And the character of the principal flapper is this Millie Dilmount, who becomes Thoroughly Modern Millie, tries to be Thoroughly Modern Millie. She's really from Kansas, but ends up in New York City. And what is your idea, Caitlin, when you, or say your character of Millie, ends up in New York? And then, what happens to you in a nutshell?
Well, Millie, comes from a small town in Kansas to New York City with high hopes and dreams of becoming thoroughly modern and not relying on love, but she wants to marry her boss. She wants to be a stenographer, and she wants to marry her boss and, you know, be rich and live the American modern dream or whatever. But then along the way, she falls in love with this other guy who appears to be very poor and kind of the opposite of what she thinks she wants. So she struggles with whether or not to follow her original plan or to just follow her heart.
So. And she ends up doing kind of a combination of both.
Giving it away, she kind of wins across the board.
Well, I didn't say anything specific.
No, you didn't. No, I'm not sure. They gotta buy a ticket.
Yeah, well, that's right. And of course, this is the, as I described at the beginning, the 7th annual Kathy Murphy student production. I was pleased to be involved in the first one, which was the first time the company did Les Mis. It might have been when I met Caitlin, as a matter of fact. And Kathy Murphy, one of the founders of Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, and passed away from complications of cancer a few years ago. Actually, I forget how many years ago already, but so they named the production after her. And as I've seen, I think, all of these productions, they've all really been remarkably good. I mean, considering that everybody in the cast is high school age or younger, and so some might say, oh, well, how can they do a great job of the show? But I remember the responses that we had from Les Mis were really quite over the top in how well everybody did. So I would expect the same from you all. We might as well have the first of the songs you brought along so that people can hear them sing instead of hear us talk about it. somebody set up for us. What's this song and what happens leading up to it?
All right, well, this song is called How the Other Half Lives. It's a duet between Miss Dorothy and Millie Dilmount.
Miss Dorothy has just come to the Hotel Priscilla where Millie stays, and they're meeting for the first time, and they become friends really quickly.
I guess you need to back up slightly and say, who's Miss Dorothy?
Oh, she is a girl who's come to New York. She's lost all of her money, and she's trying to start over a life living like a poor person. So she's really excited about it because it's a new chapter of her life.
She's trying to start over living like a poor person, and Millie's trying to live like a rich person. Yeah, nice pairing. You ought to get along really well.
Yep. Give me the meat without the gravy. I'll take the oyster, son the pearl. Pinching pennies, clipping coupons, see a brand new world unfurl. Let me brown bag all my lunches, try my hand at canned cuisine. A Berlitz class I long to pass, how the other half lives. No 14-carat cronies, phonies, fair weather friends. I want it on the domate, soulmate, stormy weather friends.
But if you can't afford the Ritz?
Pour me the milk, but hold the honey. Bring on those funny money woes. Paying Paul by robbing Peter. Lay away to buy my clothes. Summer on the Isle of Coney. Winter in Hell's Kitchenette. I'll turn my dial to rank and file.
How the other half lives. Poor, not me. Honey, I don't want those money woes. I'll marry Paul or Dave or Rob or Peter so I can buy my clothes at Saks Fifth Avenue. Bergdorf Goodman too. The privileged few plus you know who. How the other half lives. We could be very good for each other. I'll show you how to eat on a nickel.
And I'll show you which fork to use.
I'll also show you how to stretch a dollar.
And I'll teach you how to invest one.
I'm on the way up.
I'm on the way down.
It's a good thing we met in the middle.
Pour me the milk.
Not me.
But hold the honey. I bring on those funny
money rolls. Oh, Mary Paul.
Pink
or Dave.
Paul.
Or Rob.
By Rob
or Peter.
Lay
so
away
I can buy my clothes. That's
summer on
Fifth
the
Avenue.
Isle of Coney, winter in Hell's
Kitchenette,
a wild sojourn,
so I can learn living like the other half.
Caitlin Caruso Dobbs as Millie Dilmount, Sophia Magro as Miss Dorothy Brown from Thoroughly Modern Millie, the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production, which is opening on Thursday and running through the weekend and then the following weekend as well. It's the 7th Annual Kathy Murphy Memorial Student Production that CUTC is putting on. And, you know, under normal circumstances, I think that people could justifiably say, with a stage director named Dobbs and a vocal director named Dobbs, that when you cast somebody in the lead role whose name is also Dobbs, somebody's going to say, I think there was a little prejudice going on here, except I've known this young woman now for a while, and she's a pretty darn good singer. And I've also seen Sophia for years now. Also, did you start with Les Mis that I would have met you the first time? Were
no,
you in the
I
first Les Mis?
I did not get into that
you
show.
Weren't, you didn't, we didn't cast you?
No, I got a call back and then I didn't get cast.
I'm terribly sorry.
Not there, though.
Touched a nerve.
Terribly sorry about that. What did we call you back for?
Little Cosette, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were really little then.
Well, I was her age. It was kind of weird.
You were 12.
The whole thing was kind of weird, yeah.
We probably went with one of the littler ones.
Yeah.
Even littler than you were at the time. Well, don't feel too bad.
It's okay.
Yeah,
you've really. I've been in it twice now, so.
Oh, well, fine. what I was going to say is you've really grown over the period of time, that I've heard you. You've been on this show several times, and I've seen you in other productions for CUTC, and it's really fun for me to see as you all grew up. What year are you now, Sophia, in school?
I just graduated high school.
You just graduated, and Caitlin just graduated. I know where you're going, Caitlin. You're off to NYU to major in theater.
Yes.
Sophia, what are you going to do?
I'm going to St. Olaf College. It's in Minnesota.
Yeah, big choir school.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that why you're going?
Or that you is why I'm going. That's what I want to do. So,
is be a choir conductor or a choir singer?
I'd like to be a choral singer, but I'm also really interested in conducting, so we'll see where the next 4 years take me.
You need to tell him about your minor.
Oh, yes. I'm actually double majoring in physics because couldn't give up that side of my life either, so.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, it's a nice combination. Yeah, I still say every once in a while that, well, no, I'm not going to say that. Somebody else might say. Never mind.
Okay.
But I've heard some really, I'll just capitalize it and say that I've heard some really wonderful instrumentalists who happen to have been physicists also. So you just never know what happens. And Tommy Howie is in the role of Jimmy Smith,
yep.
who is Millie's on-again, off-again love interest, I guess, during the course of the play. And you've been on this show a number of times. Did you graduate also?
Yes, I also graduated.
And what's going to happen to you?
I'm going to Illinois State University to study acting.
Wow, so this stuff is really working out for you all pretty well.
Yeah.
At least so far, we hope it continues to. And what do you got to sing for us?
I have a song called What Do I Need With Love, which is the pivotal moment where Jimmy realizes that he's fallen in love with Millie, and the way that he's been living in the past, you know, a different girl every night, really can't compare to the feeling of love that he has for Millie. And so it's his internal struggle of, does he stay with that life of a different woman every night, or does he
cookies and milk.
Yeah.
Every night. A different woman.
Yeah, a different woman every night. We just sit down and we have cookies and milk and it's in bed by 10:30. But this is his struggle to stay with that life or to try something new with Millie.
Mm-hmm. So. This is why they make these a student production.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how they revise them.
Yes, very.
Okay. Well, let's hear it. It's Tommy Howie from Thoroughly Modern Millie, Cat Downs at the piano, and they're live on Live and Local.
Oh, the places I would like to show you, although I hardly know you, I've a funny feeling we make a perfect pair. Famous sights I want to see you see in, then nights of you and me, me, you, we.
Wait a minute, just a minute. No, 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 no. I'm a Joe with just one aim. Every night to date a different dame. Call each one of them the same pet name. Hey, baby. In a row I have my ducks. Loads of gals to give me loads of yucks. Leave the cooing to the other clucks. I don't mean maybe. Got it good. What do I need with love? Always practice what I preach. Keep temptation out of easy reach. Stick to dolls who wash the hair in bleach. I'm happy. Come and go the way I choose. Never gonna sing the tie-down blues. Other guys would kill to fill my shoes. No wing-clipped sappy. Got it good. What do I need with love? That was near miss. Talk about a close shave. Flirted with disaster. There must be someone up there watching over me. Talk about a four-leaf clover me. Peter Rabbit missing footsie. Means I roll without a tootsie. Got it good. What do I need with love? I got it good. What do I need with love? Skip the vows and all that rot. Tell the minister that I do not. Bright and breezy is the birds and bees. Is the free and easy is the life I got without her. What do I need with love? it good. Got it good. But now I got it bad.
It's called What Do I Need With Love? And the character of Jimmy Smith, sung by Tommy Howie here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 with Cat Downs at the piano. And this is from Thoroughly Modern Millie, which is the student production put on by Champaign Urbana Theater Company. It opens on Thursday, runs through Sunday, and then next week as well for a couple of weekends at Parkland College Theater in Champaign. Shows are at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then matinees at 2:30. And you can go for more information to cutc.org. The person we haven't said anything about so far is this character of Muzzy Van Hosmeer, which is a wonderful name. And I guess she's supposed to be some sort of famous singer, played here by Jessica Miller. Thanks, Jessica, for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Muzzy, and how does she figure into this story?
She is a famous singer off coming back from a world tour in the musical, and
you don't want to give away the secrets,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, you can't say more than that.
Oh, she's a big star, though, and she figures she's the voice of the playwright, really. She's the one that explains to Millie the importance of love, you know, over her plan to be a modern and go out and marry her boss and that kind of thing. She kind of gets Millie on the right path.
Dramatic term for characters like that. Is she sort of, what did we call it, the deus ex machina or
yes,
something
indeed.
Like that?
Yep, flying in.
Who comes in and kind of out of nowhere and then changes the whole picture. Well, what's the song you're going to do for us? And is this the morality song, or is this sort of precede the morality song?
Not quite. It's more of like my introduction song, I guess, like when I first get on stage.
Good. So we really aren't going to give away the moral of the story.
Oh, no.
No.
Although people can look that up easily enough,
yeah.
But still. Why not? Okay. Jessica Miller here on Live and Local.
The wonders of the world are set to stop at 7. But true to tell, my figures don't agree. I number them at 8, with one so close to heaven. The others pale, their magic stale. Just take a look and see. Step right up to treasure eye. Every inch of it, a sky-high mile, fairy tale land, only in New York. Hey, castle builder, want the moon and nothing less. Work for years and overnight success. I know firsthand, only in New York. Each day it's free, admission to those who dream. You set your sights all the way upstream. Off you go, for you know that cream will roll. You always will strike up the band, only in New York. Each day it's free, admission to those who dream. You set your sights all the way upstream.
off you go, for you know that cream will rise, rise anew, improved and rearranged. It's ever changing, yet it's never changed. Oh, life on command. Hear what I'm saying, oh, but it's grand. That's why I'm staying right here as planned, only in New York, only in New York, only in New York.
Wow, we've got some seriously mature singing going on here for you young people here. Jessica Miller as Muzzy Van Hosmeer from the song called Only in New York from Thoroughly Modern Millie. And did you happen also to just graduate high school?
Or yes.
You did too. So mm-hmm. We got three recent high school seniors here on Live and Local. Congratulations. And what are you going to do in the fall, since I've asked everybody else?
I'm planning to go to Parkland for maybe about a year, get things organized, and then I plan on going to BYU in Rexburg, Idaho.
And major in?
Major in musical theater and psychology.
All right. So we've got a bunch of theatrical singing types here who plan to continue that going in college. Well, I can see why, because you all do really well. I know we've got one more song to go, and I want to see if we can get that in here. And that comes from the title character of Millie Dilmount, as Caitlin Crusoe Dobbs. And this is for Thoroughly Modern Millie that opens in Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's student production on Thursday at Parkland College Theater. Get more information at cutc.org. And what's this song and what's its setup?
Gimme Gimme comes towards the end of the show. It's kind of that moment when Millie is faced with, she's just spoken with Muzzy, and Muzzy encourages her to follow your heart. And so Millie sits and is thinking, you know, what do I really want? Am I going to choose love, or am I going to choose my dream? So,
Live and Local.
Gimme, gimme that thing called love. I crave it. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. I'll brave it. Thick and thin, rich or poor time. Gimme years and I'll want more time. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. I'm free now. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. I see now fly, dove, sing, sparrow. Gimme Cupid's famous arrow. Gimme
Caitlin Crusoe-Dobbs as Millie from Thoroughly Modern Millie, and Cat Down, at the piano here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show opens on Thursday. I encourage you to go out and see it. You won't regret it, I'm quite sure. Thank you all very much for coming in and break a leg on the show.
Thank you very much.
And you're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. We're expecting a high in the mid-80s or so today, possibly upper 80s. It's pouring down rain outside our studio. Not sure if it will be where you are, but the rain could come and go yet this afternoon. Hope you enjoy it, whatever happens. And join me again tomorrow for another live show from 12 to 1. It's Live and Local.